right, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, Thomas from Athens just texted in. He says, a thought. Since the military has truly, for many decades since integration, been a melting pot, and the power that Dems get. Okay, I think you're voice texting or something. I'm struggling with some of this. The power that Dems get, number one, balkanizing a group or population, and then two, pandering to each of these disparate groups, and three, no surprise they've done this to our esteemed military structure. That's what he's saying is that's the Dem plan, and yes, they are. Yeah, they're executing their plan on the military. You're correct. So let's jump back in this. I'm talking about military meddling, or you might want to say meddling with the military. So back in 2021. Biden hadn't been in office long, June 2021. Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense, shut down training to root out extremism. Basically, he wanted to know that every service member had a first sergeant look at him and say, "You will not be a racist. Do you understand?" And it didn't stop there. Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, sent a memo from the Senate Armed Services Committee to Secretary Austin, along with Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas. Both of them are veterans. Cotton was an Army officer. Crenshaw, of course, was a Navy SEAL. Talking about the hundreds, they set up a whistleblower website, the hundreds of reports they began to get of service members saying they were being subjected to briefings that were basically critical race theory, the whistleblower complaints were talking about plummeting morale, growing mistrust between the races and sexes where none had existed 6 months prior, unexpected retirements and separations just based on that kind of training alone. Cotton told Secretary of Defense Austin in public at a Senate Armed Services Committee, "These are not my words. These are the words of your own troops." Well, the interesting dynamic, though, is that here we are, what, 3 years later. That was 2021, June of 2021. We are now in June or July of 2024. It turns out that a study came out, a study that was actually commissioned by Secretary Lloyd Austin. Wall Street Journal has a piece that came out in February of this year. I hadn't seen this. You know why? Because they're not talking about it. Turns out that Secretary Lloyd Austin, right after January 6th, commissioned an independent study to try and get what they call, quote, greater fidelity on extremism in the ranks. So they commissioned a think tank called the Institute for Defense Analysis. Now, you know how this works, right? You hire the appraiser you really want for your house. You hope the price comes out right. You hire the think tank. Then you hope they're going to come out saying what you want, right? Except that this happened. The Institute for Defense Analysis, commissioned by Lloyd Austin himself to root out extremism and to figure out how much extremism was in the ranks, said, quote, "They found no evidence that the number of violent extremists in the military is disproportionate to the rest of U.S. society." Really? Well, where has this report been? Apparently, the report came out a while back, and they just quietly released it and didn't say much about it. They had to because it was paid for with public dollars. It's now a public record, so they had to. But the truth of the matter is, it was commissioned by the Pentagon in 2021. They released it this past December, and they didn't say boo about it. You know why? Because it didn't fit the narrative. They needed to be able to go ahead and malign and denigrate the U.S. military and claim extremism because that's the narrative. But when the report they commissioned themselves came back and goes, "No, we didn't find that." I mean, you can look at it, and they even said they went and reviewed January 6th. There was concern about number of military members being in the January 6th crowd. Of the 700 federal cases that were publicly available to be reviewed, fewer than 10 had military connections. They did go on to say, though, that the researchers found that there's a risk to the military from widespread polarization and division, claiming them to be radicalized. In other words, you keep telling them this, all you're doing is hurting your own troops' morale. Meddling with the military, that's what they're doing. I'll tell you more about that Fort Bragg thing when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, y'all. I'm talking about Alabama. I mean to say, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I'm gonna tell you something big, and then I'm gonna give you something free. You ready? No kidding. Our newest advertiser is Inspire Advisors, and let me tell you, this being the crazy world that it is. I mean, look at all the stuff we have to talk about, right? This is a crazy world. I know this audience. A lot of y'all are out there doing what you can to set aside for retirement, make your plans, and you're also the kind of people that stand up for what you believe in. But what if you found out that the things you're investing in are contrary to what you say you believe in? Holy cow, happens all the time. Well, maybe in that case, maybe it's time for you to meet Paul Breyer and his team of PhDs and financial experts at Inspire Advisors. That's the company, Inspire Advisors. I'm talking about financial planning that considers who you are, what you believe in, and, oh, by the way, your bottom line. These are like solid local experts that use biblically responsible investing, the data-driven strategies to maximize your return, but they do it in a way that not only impacts your bottom line, but yes, it also positively impacts the world in which you live. So I call that financial freedom. So that's the big news. Let me give you the free thing. You ready? The free thing is this. You can get a free impact report to see whether or not your portfolio has stuff in it you would never want. A free impact report. You go to Inspire Advisors at, here's their website, www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Free impact report. You can also go to our website, by the way, rightsidemedia.org. Go to our sponsors tab, click on their logo, go straight to their website. Here's the deal, y'all. This is conservative, godly, it's balanced, it's financial freedom with Inspire Advisors at moneypatternwealth.com. Check them out. I've been talking about this thing about the military meddling, right? Call in or text in if you want to, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. When I opened the segment, I told you that one of the guys who I follow on, who, by the way, just said thank you on Twitter because I heard the shout out. Thank you very much. Absolutely. Good stuff. But I told you it started off with a situation at Fort Bragg. Fort Liberty now. Fort Bragg. With a anti-terrorism briefing, which I am sure was required training. And it included pro-life organizations as terrorist organizations. And by the way, it used their logos prominently. Well, I will say this, good on them, but they got caught. They got called out. Fort Liberty, Washington Times has an article, Dateline yesterday. Fort Liberty does an about face after identifying pro-life organizations as terrorist groups. My first thought was when I saw it, I thought, oh, please let this not be real. Come on. Let it be AI-generated crap, or somebody created a meme, or it was something being done at a woke institution and not really at the military, although I could see the branding on the slides, and I thought, yeah, that's a Garrison slide. Anyway, Dateline yesterday, Washington Times. Fort Liberty has walked back a slideshow presentation on terrorism that named two pro-life organizations as terrorist groups, saying it was a mistake. Yeah, think? Fort Liberty, the U.S. Army installation in North Carolina, formerly known as Fort Bragg, said Thursday on social media that a slide identifying National Right to Life and Operation Rescue as terrorist organizations was, quote, not vetted and, quote, will no longer be used. Came to our attention that an anti-terrorism slide was posted on social media, said Fort Liberty on its Facebook page. After conducting a commander's inquiry, we determined the slides presented on social media were not vetted by the appropriate approval authorities and do not reflect the views of 18th Airborne Corps and Fort Liberty, the U.S. Army, or the Department of Defense. Good for them. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they would have said that. I think 2 or 3 years ago, at the height of the, oh my gosh, the Commander-in-Chief is now Biden, Secretary of Defense is now Austin, they're saying we got extremism everywhere. I think in that era, in that time, there was such upheaval and such a determined effort to portray our military as being systemically bad, then nobody would have responded like this. I think there's a turning. I think what we're seeing is more and more people are getting sick of seeing our institutions, our values, our morals trashed by a liberal ideology that does nothing but tear down. I'm going to be honest with you. I believe the U.S. military is a worthy organization. I believe it is honorable. I believe it is still worth, not only is it worth being a part of, it is a necessity. If you have a strong military, you have a greater chance at a bright future for your country. If you don't, then guess what? You're next on the chopping block. All said and done, the end result is they are working hard, or were working hard, to try and prove extremism. But I hope you caught that piece I told you about the study that was commissioned by Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. And they didn't find a thing. In fact, they found that the military just reflects society, and that there's no greater, amount of extremism in our ranks than you might find anywhere else in our society. I will say this also, a RAND survey was also done that found that among veterans, support for extremist groups and extremist ideals is also roughly akin to whatever's in the general public. In other words, it's no different. Why is that? Because the military is the melting pot of America. It's a place where everybody goes and has an opportunity for entry into the same career path. It's a true gathering microcosm of America. The article that I've got here from Wall Street Journal ends with saying, the U.S. military reflects the strengths and weaknesses of American society, but it has a strong culture that keeps men and women from joining the political fringes. It unites all members in all races and creeds in common purpose, steeps them in military's rich traditions of duty, honor, and country. Good for you, Wall Street Journal. Good for you. All right, let's see. We got a text message here. We're in go-home mode right now. I mean, wow. Some of these text messages go back a little bit, too. Rat from Athens says, it's a big part of the problem right there, a career politician that knows not what he's talking about. We can't buy oil from Hugo Chavez. He died in 2013, I believe. I bet you he knows how the stock market's going. Rap, I don't think that Kareem is a politician himself, but anyway. He's talking about Dale Strong. Mm-hmm. Dale Strong's not a career politician. He was a fireman in Huntsville who then ran for the county commission and then ran for Congress. So he's got, a little bit of state politics time, and he's got less than 2 years right now in D.C. So, Rap, good try, brother, but I think you're barking up the wrong tree. Kim from Danville, sometimes I wonder if the Biden donors are only donating to help pay for his care in a long-term facility. Wow. As long as it's not a long-term facility with bars on the windows, right? Glenn from Bluntsville, I love Kareem. The I love Kareem comment seemed more like a bless your heart moment, though, from me. Oh, is he saying that when I said I love Kareem, he thinks I meant bless your heart? There's a little bit of bless your heart attached to it. There is. You know what that means. You can say anything you want to about somebody in Alabama as long as you add bless their heart. Well, that boy's dumb as a bag of hammers. Bless his heart. That girl's got a face could stop a truck. Bless her heart. Kareem doesn't know politics. Bless his heart. Robert from Hazel Green says, I think Kareem only cares about the color of skin. He's blinded by race. I don't know. We've had some great conversations where I don't think that's true. I think it definitely plays into his thinking from what he said before. But we've talked through that, too, several times. So John M. from Huntsville said, it's usually futile to try and talk facts and analysis to people who are enjoying a sense of moral superiority in their ignorance. That's Thomas Sowell. I love Thomas Sowell. That guy, he's a genius. Steve from Tennessee says, any turning maybe more about Trump coming? Hang on a second. I think your voice texted me or something, brother. What he says, any turning maybe more about Trump incoming? Oh, you know what? He's talking about the Fort Bragg thing. Yeah, I agree. That's what I was trying to say. I think 2 to 3 years ago when it was fresh, I think that they were on board whatever the commander in chief says, let's do it. Oh my gosh, we're scared. Is it really? I don't know if it's real. And then now what we're seeing is a turning, because I think they're recognizing the winds of change have shifted. I think that the rank and file got sick of it. They recognize recruiting is way down, and they also believe Trump's coming back. I believe that. I think you're right in part, Steve. Yeah. And then what do we got here? Oh, apparently somebody's making pickles. Who is this? A bucket full of pickles. Why do we have a bucket full of pickles? JT from Lacey Springs. Thank you, JT. Got a bucket full of pickles. Is there something on the bucket full of pickles? Does it say something?
He just said, here you go.
It says, here you go, bucket full of. JT, maybe you were texting the wrong people, but your bucket full of pickles looks good. I take a quick call. Brian from Huntsville. What you got, brother Brian? How are you?
Oh, just been listening to the show today, and always enjoy Kareem's call.
Yeah.
And he gave me the idea for the ultimate Democratic presidential ticket, which is Scooby-Doo at the top of the ticket and Kareem at the bottom of the ticket.
Well, wait, where's Stormy Daniels? He had her as a candidate, too, at one point.
Oh, that's Secretary of State, of course.
Thank you, Brian. Y'all appreciate you, man. Night. Have a great weekend. What an audience. Well, listen, I don't know how many of you out there are veterans, but I do know this audience is just filled up with them. Take heart in knowing that we have survived a number of other wacky executive administrations. Most recently was Carter, who we thought was the worst president until we had Biden. But I've said multiple times on this show, it took a Carter to bring us a Reagan, right? It took a Carter to bring us a Reagan. And I believe that we've got an opportunity right now. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you're all in for Trump. What matters is, in part, that you know that the policies that the left is going to put up have to be countered. And I really believe Trump has the chutzpah to do it. And the Republican Party has entirely coalesced around him. We're not talking about, you know, nobody cares what Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger have to say, because they're gone. And why are they gone? Because they had proven that they really did not have the best interests of the nation at heart. They were not Republicans. They were just anti-Trumpers. That being said, this is not a cult of Trump, and they want to accuse us of that. You know what this is? He's the top of the ticket. We already had our primary, and we have now coalesced behind the guy who won. Had it been one of the others that won, we'd be behind them. But right now, the Trump train is moving, and the entire party has coalesced around him. And what I do know is this. It's not about defeating Biden or voting against Biden. It's about beating the policies that have been tearing us down for the last 3.5 years. We have got to get hold of it, like now. And so I'm saying this. It's not a, and now if you have to just vote against Biden and you don't like Trump, then do it. But what I'm saying is this. You're voting against the policies that have been tearing down America. I am for America. I am for a restoration of who we are as a people. I am for putting us back on the stage in the eyes of the world as the leader of the free world, and not the one where they look twice to see what's going to happen, because they really can't predict us anymore. I'm for putting us back in the place that we have everything it takes, and so we put it to work. Not just everything it takes, and so we shove it up on a shelf and try not to use it so that we can ruin our own economy. I'm for putting America back in the spot of being the light, the shining light on a hill. The city on a hill that we've talked about so many times. The shining light to the world. The place where people want to go. But we also, by the way, control the flow, because we recognize that we have to control our borders. Get back to the rule of law. Get back to energy independence. Get back to the government last, people first. How about this? Make America great again. It's more than a slogan. It's just what we want. Let's take a break right now, Big Rig. We'll do that. We'll come right back and wrap up a week, man. What a week. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making it cool to be a conservative, saving the world one soundbite at a time, giving you all the truth to put on a bumper sticker, making it just like common sense is a superpower. Look, I did them all at one time. I just felt like going.
I don't think you've ever done that before.
I just ran with it, man. Hey, I want to remind you guys, by the way, as we head into the go-home mode here on a Friday afternoon, the Right Side Media is the parent company. It's Right Side Radio is what you guys know us as here broadcasting live daily. But Right Side Media is the company, and we do a lot more. So there's an op-ed that I write every week that gets published all over the region in different news outlets. Comes out, generally speaking, every Monday. And then the video podcast is going crazy good. So just today, you've got two brand new offerings, and I want to remind you guys, you go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. That's rightsidemedia.org. And go to the podcast tab. The one that I do is called The Right Philosophy. Picture like my daily monologue from the show, but it's video format. I'm sitting in my study at my house. Love the quality. Very proud of it. The most recent one of that came out this past Wednesday. It's called Chasing the White Rabbit, so I'd encourage you to check it out. But the second video podcast of several that we have in the works right now, the second line of video podcast is called Right Click. Some of y'all from days back may remember Birdman used to be on the show with us. Well, Birdman is a techie. He's a young guy. He's a competitive gamer. And so he's got an entirely different way of looking at conservative world because he looks at it through the eyes of tech and gaming and all of that. His brand new one came out today. It's called Right Click. Especially if you've got a younger generation in the family and they want to hear conservative view and tech stuff and games and all that at the same time, Right Click with Birdman. The latest one today is called The Death of Call of Duty. So check it out. It's all on the website, rightsidemedia.org. Several text messages. Bill from Huntsville heard my just kind of, you know, rant soliloquy a moment ago and just said, amen. Thank you, Bill. Handyman from Caddo said, Kareem, there's an old saying that goes, it's better to remain silent and be thought of as a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. Oh, wow. Handyman, thank you much. Jeff from Indiana says, hey, Phil, I've heard all those words in a song somewhere. Yeah, I know. We got to play that sometime soon. John from Huntsville. Here we go. The grades are in. You ready? Friday afternoon. Big Rig, Jeff from Indiana, and Wolverine Dan all get an A++. But today's winner is obviously Phil. Well, thank you. Phil with an A++. Congratulations. Also just want to say I thought Scooby-Doo was a Republican trying to get his Democrat owners to become Republicans, by the way. If Big Rig adds a sound of whips cracking to his sound effect board, he will earn massive extra credit points. Big Rig, I see it in your future, brother. What do you think? You got...
Oh, yeah.
Just crack that whip, man.
Oh, I'm gonna get something going.
All right. We'll have some whip cracking for you by next week, I do imagine. All right, listen, you guys are headed into a weekend. Enjoy your time. Many of y'all, like me, go to Church of the Highlands. It's serve weekend, time to go out and do some service to others. In the meantime, do know this, and I appreciate Wolverine Dan's heart when he called in. There are things that are far more important than politics. Do we care about politics? Yeah, but you know what? It's not everything. I'm saying this. Jesus is Lord. America is great. Alabama is beautiful and life's worth living. That's what this show stands for. And every single time we're on the air, we ain't going to be ashamed to say it. So I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. We'll be back here with you on Monday. Got a good lineup already putting together, and we will see you then. Take care.